This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
U.S. stocks closed mixed on Friday, with the tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite logging a fresh record high, with the prospect of a reversal from interest rate hikes buoying investors' spirits. The Nasdaq, which opened the day in the red, flipped into positive territory by mid-afternoon to close up about 0.2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, which is eyeing the key 40,000 mark, fell about 0.7%, while the benchmark S&P 500 slipped 0.1%. The gauges secured solid weekly gains, having racked up all-time closing highs after the Federal Reserve soothed worries it might scale back its forecast for rate cuts this year. Optimism that borrowing costs have peaked is also riding high on signs other big central banks are ready to pivot. Among corporates, FedEx shares jumped about 7% after operating margins at the parcel giant's largest unit improved amid a profit beat. But Nike shares slid about 7% as the market absorbed disappointing sales guidance in its mixed results. Lululemon shares also tumbled 15% after the company's first quarter guidance disappointed investors. The company said it expects Q1 earnings to come in between $2.35 to $2.40 a share, below estimates of $2.55. On the other hand, Tilray shares surged more than 15% on Friday after Germany's parliament approved the partial legalization of cannabis for personal use. The news comes after Vice President Kamala Harris urged the Drug Enforcement Administration to get to it in its review on classifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug. Other pot stocks, including Cronos Group and Canopy Growth, all moved higher on the news, rising 8% and a whopping 58%, respectively. Meanwhile, cocoa futures rallied further on Friday to hit fresh records amid an ongoing supply shortage. Contracts for May delivery spiked more than 4% to rise above $8,900 per ton. Futures are up roughly 10% over the last 5 days, rounding out a fifth consecutive week of gains. And finally, Reddit entered its first full day of trading on Friday following its strong IPO debut the day prior. Shares fell about 4% after soaring 48% in its market debut on the New York Stock Exchange. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.